is the Community Engagement Committee update. This update comes from their November 8th, 2021 meeting, and this item is informational.
Thank you. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. I think that every time we have presentations, one of the most important things that I've been hearing is that we need more community engagement as well as additional educational programming to, of course, give the community information on what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the changes that's being made. So we did have, again, the discussion we met with, and I think this was with the Community Engagement Committee. Not sure if I told the board that we met with Jennifer Bergensen from Granite Hills, because we have been talking about creating the advisory committee for the emergency center, but then also too talking with Jennifer to have them create their community advisory committee as well. And she's in full agreement of that. So we discussed that, and I think everyone is in full agreement that we do need a community advisory committee to assimilate information and hear the voice of the community as well. But also we need to develop a vision of what we want. And so that vision is being created now. So that is on the table because I believe the emergency center, when is that going to be? Do we know when that's going to be officially ready to move and open? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Of next year, right?
Correct.
All right. Whoa. So we need to move on that because we need to, of course, let the community know what's happening and what's happening in the neighborhood. So again, we're just trying to develop a strategy of the vision and how to, of course, make this happen. So that is on the table. Also, too, we talked about identifying three primary initiatives for next year. I know that Tom sent me a list of recommendations, which is a huge list, and I thank you for that, because it's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to engage the community. So we were looking at maybe three primary objectives that we need to look at that's of importance, and I think it's the advisory committee as well. Also, too, the advisory committee, and then also, too, how to increase the profile of the board. When I hear Dr. Sebastian talk about the advocacy that's needed, again, I think the community is not really familiar. Not only the community, but stakeholders aren't really familiar with all of the work, as you mentioned, Dr. Perez, that the board has done over the last 6 years. There's a lot of work that was put into creating this new door around mental health. And so how, again, do we create that exposure for the board? And I'm thinking maybe that whenever there's a report or a newspaper article, instead of saying Milwaukee County, it should be Milwaukee County Mental Health Board. So these are some things that we have put on the table to increase the exposure of the board, and of course give us the credibility that we need because of all of the work that has been gone on. We also need to set up a meeting schedule for 2022, and I'm looking at hopefully once a month, but I know that there's a lot of different committees, and but time is in the essence, so to create a schedule for 2022 and maybe get more board members to come on board with the community engagement, because like I said, that's a common thread that I've been hearing, that we need a lot more in the trenches community engagement. We also talked about the Facebook page, and we have established that we do want one only to get information out to the community. We do not want the community to use the Facebook page as a way to talk about things, negative things, because we will handle that, but we want to just be able to give the information out. And I think that social media is going to be one of the tickets in order to get information out into the community. Just quickly, I sat in on a meeting that was done with the research company that's looking at suicide among Black males. And so they're trying to get more data, but they are looking at using cell phone usage of the group that they're trying to reach out to. So they have a pilot program to, again, use cell phones in order to get information out and to compile data around that. So I think social media, it most likely is the way that we should go. Did talk to Kate about overseeing and being the administrator for the Facebook page. But again, I've just been told that Kate has a lot of hats that she's wearing, and she did mention that social media was not her forte. So we have to look at who we can bring in to oversee the administration of Facebook. And so I do have someone in mind, and I have to get additional information on how we can use this individual, because they are really versed in Instagram, Facebook, you know, all of the platforms that's needed in order to get information out. So those are the three primary things that we talked about, four things that we talked about. Of course, the schedule, the vision, social media administration, and again, even the board, as Dr. Sebastian talked about, is that to get you guys out into the community to do presentations and use your circle of influence in order to get information out in regards to the changes. We did the pilot program at Grand Avenue. Didn't get as much participation as we hoped, but I think that we can learn from that. And I think it's just taking those steps to establish what needs to be done. We are still working on the infographic that can be left with the community or sent out to the community. So we still have a lot of work to do, but again, just those common threads of how do we get the community engaged in all of the work and the doors that we have created for people to walk through. Your mic is off.
Thank you. I was saying thank you for the update and the update on this. The newest committee that we have formed in 2021. Does anyone from the board have questions for Brenda? Denise?
Yeah, Brenda, I would be happy to partner with you on the committee if you need some additional help, as well as carrying the Combined Community Services Board, our whole role around advocacy, and we continue to look at opportunities to continue to get the voice of the community. I also have the DHHS strategic plan in front of me. And so when I look at, you know, the strategic plan of our county and linking to, you know, one vision, one mission, no wrong door, and the work that we're doing collectively, how we kind of on the tails of that continue to tell our story and use the systems and structures that already exist to further advance our advocacy, because it shows up in a lot of different places. So I'd be happy to help.
It sure does. So look out for an email with the dates that we will be meeting monthly, so we can, again, and we do need to put our plan together as well. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Denise, I love how you jumped right in.
I'm learning. Thanks for your patience.
High five. Mary.
Brenda, when did Mike say the guesstimated opening for
May?
May?
For the emergency? Yes, May.
May
2022.
Okay. May 2022, yes.
Okay.
Oh, your mic's on.
Your mic?
Oh, no, I was, Madam Chair, committee members, I was just waiting to see if there was any more comments before I...
Oh, okay. Mary, were you...
No, I was...
Having any other...
Okay. I was just going to say we really need to get on the ball about some of our ideas, how to get the whole board involved in a community outreach program to the neighborhood, so... That we had talked about, so...
Right. And I think, yeah, Mary did talk about at our meeting as well, as that what can we do in order to engage the community within the neighborhood of the new emergency center as well. So, again, there's a lot of planning that needs to be done.
Well, we look forward to hearing how other details as to how we can help, Brenda. So please let us know. I personally am eager to see how the advisory committee unfolds for Granite Hills and the Mental Health Emergency Center. That'll be a really exciting watch for 2022.
Madam Chair, Board Member Wesley, I also wanted to remind the board that we do have a communications representative, and actually she's on the line now. Her name is Jill Lennington. Board Member Wesley, you might want to tap her about our social media needs.
Okay. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning, Jill. All right.
Thanks,
if
Jill.
There are no other comments for Brenda's update,